Yes, indeed. Already week six of the Michigan high school football season. And I'll tell you what, things are getting a little bit dicey. Teams jockeying for postseason position. This time around in my high school game of the week, we focus on the KLAA conference. Oh, it's a battle. The Canton Chiefs travel to Livonia to take on the Stevenson Spartans. Happy to have with us the fine head coach of the Spartans, Randy McAuliffe. Coach, how are you?
Great. How are you?
Everything is well, sir. We are getting into a very important time of the schedule. And my first question, Coach, being week six and these kids have been going at it since early August, I'm sure you're getting some bumps, some bruises, the occasional cold and whatnot. But they all are very self-motivated knowing what the task at hand is.
Absolutely. It takes a special young man in this day and age to play football and give up 4 weeks there in summer and August. And they get to this point of the season, and you start to see the end of the season near, and you want to fight for playoffs. We're fighting for division battles, and they look forward to the challenge this week.
All right, Coach, you guys get into the postseason a year ago with a 5-4 mark, looking to improve on that. You're going to have a formidable challenge come Friday night in the form of the Canton Chiefs, a team, by the way, and I don't mean to ruin your morning, averaging 425 yards on the ground during their current four-game win streak. Priority one is shutting down that wing T offense.
Yes, Coach Beckler does a great job with his program, and they're a fine-tuned machine. They're able to make their adjustments during the game, and just when you think you may be able to take one thing away, they can hit you with a couple other things. So we've focused on that all week in practice. We feel like we've had a good week of practice getting back to the basics and being able to stop their run package.
Meanwhile, Coach, in my conversation with Coach Beckler not that long ago, he's been running that same offense, well, probably since 1943. But the fact remains, he is very concerned about the amount of offensive formations that your Spartans will bring to the table.
Yeah, we try to run a different look and give a different look for the defense as much as we can. We feel like we have some strong athletes. We have a number of three-sport athletes, which gives us a little bit of advantage because they can catch the ball, they can run, they can do some different things. So we try to put some of our athletes into space and hopefully take advantage of some breakdowns defensively.
Let me ask you this, Coach McAuliffe. When you implement these offensive formations, do you do that with the talent in mind? In other words, is your offense, and I think you're in your fifth year now at the helm of Livonia Stevenson. Do you gear your offense and the formations towards the talent you have?
We try to. We try to play to our personnel strengths. If we have a group of boys that are bigger and stronger, we might run some more of the inside runs, and if we have some athletes that we know we can catch the ball, or quarterback that can throw and run, we're going to try to showcase some of their athletic ability in those situations.
It's a great matchup, and it's interesting because Canton, they begin their season with a loss. You guys clear sailing, and now you find yourself coming off that loss to Brighton 30-10 last weekend, Coach. I imagine this week of practice has been very dicey. Kids usually don't take to losing well.
No, they don't, and we went back to some basics, and the nice thing about high school football is one loss doesn't dictate your season, so you can come back and you can rebound. And so we went back, like I said, to the basics and worked on some of the things that we needed to correct and things that we thought we didn't do as well last week so that we can be more prepared for this week.
Going into this tilt with the Chiefs, Coach, aside from the offense that we've already covered, what do you think the other challenges are involving the Chiefs?
Well, they're very, very good. I mean, they're well-coached, well-disciplined, and I think Tim feeds off of that for their offense. They're looking for a defense that doesn't want to be disciplined and play the exact same role every time, and that's one of the things we focused with our kids this week is doing their job. Make sure every play that we're on defense, we do our job. Every play that we're on offense, we're doing our job. And battle against the kid across from you each and every play. They do a phenomenal job of running their offense, and their defense is very big up front. They have some good athletes in their back seven, and led by Coach Beckler's son at linebacker. So we're going to try to focus on, you know, getting to that second level and trying to maintain our blocks offensively. And then defensively, we need to try to control the line of scrimmage up front and limit the amount of yards they get on first down.
And I will note, Coach, having beaten Franklin and Churchill, you will go into this tilt as the City of Livonia champs. And home field never hurts, does it?
No, not at all. And last time we got to play at Canton, the last two times that we faced them, we were at Canton. So we're hoping that being at home, having the familiarity with our routines on a Friday at home will give us some advantages going into the game.
All right. Coach McAuliffe, again, thank you so much for your time. All the best against the Chiefs and beyond. But thank you very much for participating in the WJR High School Game of the Week.
Thank you so much, and thanks for supporting high school sports.
All right. That is Randy McAuliffe, the fine head coach of the Livonia Stevenson Spartans. And they're on a collision course with the Chiefs of Canton. That kick will be 7 o'clock on Friday night. That's our High School Game of the Week right here on 760 WJR.